Kyler, what's it like to be a New York State champ?
Oh, it's amazing. Probably one of the best feelings I've had in the world, so pretty awesome.
What was that feeling like when the buzzer finally hit zero? You guys made a play, a big stop to seal the deal and get the win.
I mean, it was kind of like, I don't want to say shocking, but like unbelievable, kind of like that's kind of been like a dream of like all of ours since we were like little kids. So it's just kind of, it was amazing, you know?
How did you guys get it done? How were you guys able to secure the win and come away with a 3-point victory?
The defensive end, we had to kind of just dig in. I mean, they were beating us at halftime, and like, we just know we had to like lock in, especially those last few minutes. I don't think they scored like the last 2 minutes of the game, so kind of just locking in on the defensive end, just working together as a team.
And from an offensive standpoint, you finished with 11 points, but you hit three massive three-pointers in some timely moments in that game. So take me through those buckets if you remember them, because maybe they're a blur for you by now, but do you remember what it was like hitting those buckets?
Yeah, I mean, I remember one of them, just a pull-up three, which got us the lead, but I just kind of remember being confident. I was feeling pretty good that weekend and feeling confident like in my shot and my ability to score, so that's about all with that.
I'm wondering what it was like for you guys once you sealed the deal and not only got to celebrate your own state championship, but also got to maybe celebrate a little bit more what the girls were able to accomplish and both of you winning state titles.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. I think we're like the first public school to do that in New York State, so kind of wild that both of us were able to get to the state championship and win it. I mean, our town and community, they backed us the whole way, both programs. So it's pretty sweet for our community.
Kyler Propers with us here on BTL from the Moravia basketball team, our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Cayuga Health. Helped the Blue Devils win their first state championship since the 2017 season. And two of your assistant coaches on that team, Gabe Short and Parker Dickinson, were a part of that 2017 team. I'm wondering how they may have guided you and your teammates to where you are, the kind of help and the kind of advice they were able to give you as you were able to navigate to a state title.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say they played a pretty big role. I mean, Gabe was our JV coach. Like, he coached us for a year or two in JV. So he's been with us like the whole way, and then Parker joined the squad like this year. He was there last year too, but they kind of just like made sure we stayed focused and practice, and like they're always there, just kind of supporting us, keeping us confident, and like they just kind of supported us the whole way.
What was it like when you returned back to town?
When we returned, we had a huge parade, and then after that parade, which it was a pretty big parade, there was a lot of people that came out to it, and then we went to the high school gym, and they kind of, like, honored both the girls and boys programs, and we signed, like, autographs for little kids in our community that, like, looked up to us.
That is really, really cool. What has been the biggest reason this team won a state title? When it comes to an X's and O's standpoint and the skill set and what's been drawn up in the huddles and all that stuff, what's the one thing that has propelled you guys to a state title?
I say like adversity. I feel like we faced a lot of adversity throughout like the whole year. Like not even just this year. Like we lost to the previous two state champions like the past 2 years. So I say just like adversity with like Joe Baylor getting hurt and kind of a lot of people doubting us. We kind of just took it as a challenge and like just put our nose to like the grindstone and just worked together and got it done.
At what point did you realize that this year's team had the potential to win it all?
I'd say early on, I feel like we always had like a chance, but after beating Delhi in that sectional championship game, I mean, they were a very good team. So after being able to get by them and like knowing we can come back from like losing and stuff, I feel like that kind of like set us over the edge. Like we knew we could win it.
I'm wondering, did you guys go to a lot of the games that the 2017 team won, and did you kind of look up to those guys and kind of want to replicate what they were able to do once you guys reached this level and reached this age?
Yeah, I'd say we all watched their state championship games. Well, pretty much all of us did. So it's kind of like we wanted to do it ourselves, which kind of like drove us to want to win a state championship this year.
So awesome. All right. Well, Kyler, I know you've been our athlete of the week before. So before we let you run, we'll wrap things up with our Fueling Excellence Fast Five. So five random questions so we get to know you a little bit more and have a little bit of fun. So you ready for them?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All right, here we go. First question for you. If you had to play a pickup game of 3-on-3 hoops, and you could pick any two players to be your teammates, whether they're your current teammates, NBA players, all-time favorite players, doesn't matter. Who are you picking to be on your team?
Well, for my team, I'm picking Abram and Joe, but obviously if I got to pick anyone, it probably would be LeBron and MJ.
Should have known. I love it. All right, next one for you. When it comes to basketball, which player do you admire the most, or maybe some player whose skill set you try to emulate?
I'd say Kyrie Irving. I like Kyrie Irving.
What about him do you like?
He can finish. He dribbles really well, and he can finish really well around the rim. My favorite player.
I like it. Third one for you here. What is your favorite food to eat post-game?
Ooh, favorite food to eat post-game. Some pizza. I like pizza.
Can't go wrong with it. Next one for you. What is your favorite pump-up song? Do you have one?
I don't really have a favorite pump-up song, but I like the song we run out to, which is The Buzz.
Last one for you here. What's a hidden talent that you have?
Hidden talent that I have. I'm not going to lie, I don't have any hidden talents. I mean, I can juggle, but that's about it.
Hey, that counts for something, because I can't do it to save my life whatsoever, and I think I have some okay hand-eye coordination. So that counts, absolutely. Done deal. Hey, Kyler, it's been an awesome season for you and a very memorable season for you and the team. So congratulations for all that you guys have been able to accomplish this year and winning a state championship.
Thank you. I appreciate it.